Good afternoon, Jan. How are you? And what on earth is going on with WhatsApp?
And good afternoon.
Should we be worried?
Thank you very much. I'm well. How are you? And,
yes.
And WhatsApp is dealing with a pretty severe vulnerability that was exploited by what appears to be a nation state actor, which is like a euphemism for saying that the spy agency of a country exploited a vulnerability in WhatsApp to install spyware on people's phones without them knowing about it. So in short, how it works is your phone rings with a WhatsApp call. You don't even have to pick it up. And there was a vulnerability in that voice calling protocol. And so they were able to exploit that and install malware, or rather spyware, on people's phones without them knowing about it, and then even erase their tracks. So in some cases, apparently it was possible for them to actually erase the missed call from your phone, so you wouldn't even know that you've been called and that you missed a WhatsApp call, and that might have led to the spyware being installed.
No. So is there any way of tracking if that spyware has been installed?
Yes, right. So this is a piece of spyware that's been well documented. It's called Pegasus. It's from an organization called the NSO Group. It's an Israeli-based company that sells this software to governments around the world, specifically for the purposes of intelligence gathering, right? And so they've hit quite a controversy in recent times thanks to Citizen Lab, because their software was found in countries where it's not supposed to be, amongst them the United States. And so NSO Group has denied the allegations. So that's important to state. They've also denied any involvement in this attack on WhatsApp at the moment. So they are launching an investigation. They say that they're cooperating with investigators on this. WhatsApp immediately reported the issue to Citizen Lab, who last year reported on the NSO Group's or made the allegations against the NSO Group. And so the way to really see whether this spyware is on your phone is I went back to the original security research company that first broke the news about Pegasus. They called Lookout, and I installed their app on my Android phone to check whether I had Pegasus on my phone. It's a free app. They've got a premium model. So, you know, you can upgrade to a premium thing if you want to, but they've got a free app that you can run a scan with to see whether there's any issues on your phone. And if it's all green check marks, then you're good.
Wow. Sasha, are you going to do it?
Possibly. Thinking about it.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yes, definitely. No, I had a thing with security a while ago.
Yes.
I think I might have discussed it with you, that I suspected that my phone has been tapped for the past 3.5 years. Because you know how it works with the security, is that there's certain words that in certain order or certain number of dimensions, it kind of flags you, and then they listen in on your calls. And so, you know, sometimes I hear people talking in the background, and it's a completely different line to the one that I'm speaking, the person that I'm speaking to.
Yes, yes.
I phoned my daughter on a Friday afternoon, and it didn't come up as my number on her phone. It was a direct telephone call. It came up as somebody else's number. So I asked her to just make a note. And it's happened 4 times, and each time it was a different number. And so I thought, you know what, if you're listening in on my calls, I'm going to give you something to listen for. And I then proceeded to call 10 of my nearest and dearest friends, and every third word was either Al-Qaeda, it was Hezbollah, whatever trigger word I could possibly think of, I mentioned. And I thought that
so
it was hilarious.
So the next time you bought a plane, you might have a rough ride.
No, and all my friends knew exactly, you know, what was going on. I'd explained to them. So if they were listening, then they would have picked that up as well. By the Sunday, I was blocked from making any telephone call to Israel. The only way that I could phone them was on WhatsApp. I could not place a phone call to the Israel code. I had to get hold of Shin Bet, which is Israel's internal security.
Yes.
To lift it. How crazy is that?
Yeah, yeah.
True story.
But it shows you the extent. I mean, there are countries in the world that face greater dangers than others, right? And so they take more extreme steps than others. But the situation here, and I think it's important to highlight to folks, is that, you know, for most folks, Pegasus isn't a real concern. Most people are not being watched by governments, right? So while WhatsApp has issued an advisory to say, or rather Facebook has issued an advisory to say, please update WhatsApp immediately, and it's important that people do so. I think it's also important to highlight, you know, what this should be, bringing to people's minds is just basic security hygiene as well. So the chances of you being targeted by Pegasus, unless it's you, Kathy, it sounds like, you might get targeted by Pegasus. But for everybody else listening, you're probably not going to be targeted by Pegasus. But certainly, the way Pegasus spread before this WhatsApp vulnerability was through normal phishing emails. They call them spear phishing attacks, where they try and trick you, specifically you, through a targeted attack, to click on a link. And so if you just apply the basic security stuff that we speak about every single time a security thing like this comes up, you know, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. Be careful what you click on. Even be a little bit suspicious of your nearest and dearest friends. If they paste something, if they send you a message in whatever messaging platform and it doesn't look like something they would usually send you, query it with them, because in recent times I've had several reports of people saying that some of their instant messaging accounts have been hijacked, and people have sent messages on behalf of those people as if they are those people, and to try and trick them to click on links to compromise their accounts. And it can be a government trying to listen in on your calls, or it could be a criminal trying to get into your bank account. So it's worth just being careful out there.
Wow, incredible. All right, let's move on, because there's so many stories I want to speak to you about. Firstly, I want to talk about Uber. They're testing a PIN feature to speed up airport rides. How's that going to work?
Yes, this was such an interesting thing, because it's something I've been doing a lot of traveling recently, as we discussed last time I was chatting to you.
Yes.
And this is something that really came up as I was traveling. I'm like, you know what? This is the one failing of Uber, is when you exit the airport or whatever, you know, transport hub where you are, you still have to hail the Uber, and then it can take 1 to 5 minutes for the Uber to actually get to you because of the way the algorithm works, even though there's, you know, 30 Ubers around you. And whereas, you know, there are taxis, there are cabs parked right there that you can get into and go right now if you wanted to. And so what Uber is looking at doing is having a numeric PIN feature. So what happens is you generate a PIN, and then you a one-time PIN in your app, and then you can go to an Uber driver, to the first available Uber driver, provide them your PIN, and then they drive you like a normal cab. So it'll be basically a way to hail an Uber without actually using the whole algorithmic system, and you can go with the first best driver that pulls up in front of you.
How wonderful. That's brilliant. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. And another thing I'm pretty sure the taxi companies are going to be mad about, but also an interesting new way for drivers to compete for business and for people to reward their favorite drivers. So let's say, your Uber driver has taken you to wherever you might have gone, and that's if this PIN feature works outside of airports. Obviously, Uber can actually restrict its usage if it wants to. It would be great to be able to ask your Uber driver, hey, are you willing to just wait 5 minutes and then, you know, take me to this next place and then use the PIN feature to do that?
How wonderful.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, necessity really is the mother of invention. Jan, can we talk about people's disappearing airtime? What is going on? This is a problem that just keeps coming up in different forms all the time.
Right, right. So, and this was actually one of the symptoms I was telling people about. If you're infected by spyware, you know, like Pegasus, for example, is it's not foolproof. It might be something else that's causing this, but you know, look for your battery life draining faster, because spyware tends to use your processor a lot more and drain your battery life, because in particular Pegasus can access your microphone and record whatever's happening around you. It can activate your camera and stuff. It's pretty invasive. And all that stuff drains your battery quite a lot. And obviously data, because it has to communicate all the data it's gathering about you and send it back to a server somewhere, right? Anyway, that could be a reason for disappearing data, but what we found in our testing, because we're now going to do regular testing to see, you know, what's happening with disappearing data, because we've had now two cases of in the past year where we've discovered that airtime or data was just disappearing from accounts, particularly MTN accounts. And the first time it turned out that it wasn't an issue with the way that the LTE network was configured. And the second time it turned out that there was a rogue WASP active on our SIM, and that this was a widespread problem on the network that MTN was trying to address. And so we helped them crack down on that. And so it's a bit of an anticlimax, but as part of our regular testing, I think it's important for us to report that we found no disappearing airtime this time around. We loaded 10 Rand airtime on four different phones, each with the four major operators. We tested it with various settings on with the device off, the device on, Wi-Fi on and off, and actually finally then turning the mobile data on. And the airtime stayed at a rock solid 10 Rand. So, nothing suspicious this time around.
Fantastic. Well, that can only be good news. Jan Vermeulen, that is where we leave it. Did I just call you Jan Vermeulen or Van Meulen?
You said Vermeulen.
I did say Vermeulen, right? Okay, good. He's the editor at large for My Broadband twice in one day, and it still doesn't feel like enough.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You were actually speaking to Howard Feldman this morning, and you were talking about this dating show. What's the dating show called again, Sasha?
Boersoek 'n
Vrou.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what sort of a vrou is he looking for?
So the reason this is news is because Boersoek 'n Vrou, for the first time, is going to help a gay man find a partner. Boersoek 'n Vrou was the joke, exactly. And so, yeah, I was saying that perhaps it might be time for a name change. If they're going to go for more inclusive content, they might need a more inclusive title.
Yeah, Matt. I mean, I'm thinking of auditioning, but we'll see. Not as a man, not for the O one. Have a lovely week, and hope that you're watching Eurovision on Saturday night.
I will definitely try.
I think we should organize a watch party. I do, and just get all these lovely, wonderful people together. We'd have so much fun.
Do you know where we can watch it on DSTV?
I have no idea, because I don't have DSTV. I'm very sorry.
Don't be sorry. Your time's probably better spent. Okay, Jan.
This is why we need a watch party, is for those of us who don't have DSTV to be able to watch. I mean, the Eurovision is just such an event, right? It's always such an amazing spectacle every year.
And you have to have Twitter.
As it would happen, I will probably be traveling this Saturday. Wherever I find myself, I will try to tune in and be there with you in spirit.
All right. Well, happy travels. Look forward to speaking to you next Tuesday. God bless.
Catch you next week.
Cheers.
You too.
Bye.